two people live with this girl. Echosh like a daka, one live with her, not the normal way, did not break the psumas in the back. The yechosh like a daka, one live with the normal way, broke up psumim. So both have to pay, the ma'anis, both have to pay chamishim shkolim. So Yomri, you told me now about to Gumo, the second one, that did not do that much damage to her, which is already a pogrom already. He has paid chamishim. And Baal Shlomo, the first one, lived with the first, it really made her a pogrom in her, also only chamishim, doesn't make sense? So the first one made a bigger damage than the second one. So Baal Shlomo says, no, Omele Abai, Yochi, if so, Kabi Yevon Nami said the same thing. Yomu Evid, Bori Shloshim, if you kill a healthy Evid, you have to pay Shloshim, and Evid, Mukha Shchim, if you have to kill an Evid that was a leprosy, also Shloshim, doesn't make sense? Evid, my, that's the Gzal Sakosiv. The Torah says the Shchim, a Kosiv, an exact amount, so maybe also 50 Shkolim, maybe includes everything. When you're minus with them, you're Mafata her, or yeah, so the boys are sent to the gun, maybe it's all included. How do I know to say it's $50, 50 shkolin excluding the boys are sent to the gun? So in Svora, you can't say this. So this is rather, Elo Omar Bai, your bias is like this. Omar Kura, the apostles is like this. Tacha Sashorina, who says the 50 shkolin you pay, because you're Anna, you live with her. Nechla, Dika, boys are sent to the gun. That excluding the Diyah, the Inui, you also have to pay her for the precious embarrassment you gave her, and how much you made it worth less. Rava Mamakur, the Postic says, Yamakur, the Nosan Isha Shaykhivimo, that the man has to pay because he lived with her, 50 shkolim. So it's Mashma Hanoya Shriva Chamishim. You have to pay 50 for the fact that you live with her. Mechav, it's also proved, Yikin Milsach Riti, there's something else you have to pay, your Manunu Boshas of the Gam. That is also Boshas of the Gam. The Boshe says how much embarrassment he gave her, and the Begamin, how much he's worth less now. And Rashi speaks out, the first one won a buy for his own Evid, let's say a Shifcha. So if he likes his Evid, he wants to give her a Besula. And now that she's a Bula, he doesn't pay so much for her. That's called the Begamin, he made it worth less. So how much he made it worth less, that's how much you have to pay him, besides the 50 Shkolim. He has another Mishnah like this. The Maitzi Shema, if her husband complains about his wife that she doesn't have Sulim, and then we found that he's a liar, so first he has to pay him 100, he has to pay him 100 shkolim. The same thing, sometimes the linya, sometimes the chum, the ketzad, echad shoytzi shem magdula shabkuna, where your wife was amish a chashuv a kuna, a chashuv a mishpach, and you were mighty shame ran her, so you made a big damage there. The aktana shab Yisrael, where you had a simple mishpach, it wasn't such a big damage. Still, in both cases, noisim meyafela. You have to pay to the father 100 shkolim. Nimsa comes like this, I remember Piv, if you're Motsi Shema, you spoke bad about your wife, with Debo, Cholim and Isomite, it's more strict than actually living with the girl. Because when you live with Onis and Mephata, you only have to pay 50. But if you Motsi speak out bad about your wife, for the Lashon Hara like, you have to pay 100. The Mishnah says, she came and said the same thing before him. Shle Nechtam Gzadin ala Vesena Shabibamidbam. What was the last Gzadin? Not to go into Eretz Yisrael the 40 years. Ela Lashon Hara, only because the Moroccan spoke Lashon Hara. She never says, V'yinasu oisi ze'as upon Hashem tested us 10 times. What she says, Gabi Meraglim k'siv. The Mashmal ze nechtan. This was the Gzadin. Yeah. Talmud says, Mimai, what's the proof to say that when you mercy shame on your wife? The reason why you have to pay 100 more than when you minus a girl. Because of Lashon Hara. Then maybe Mishum the Kogorim Lekotlev here, your wife, like you're saying, she lived with another man. So you want to have her killed. So since you wanted to have her killed, that's why now if you're not you're lying, we make you pay 100. But when you only live with a girl, then she's not married, so there's no Chiv Misa. That's one of the only 50 Shkolim. So what's the proof by your wife is because of Lashon Hara? So when I said the thing, what the Pasuk says, V'yim'emes Hoye Hadova, V'yitzirus Anara, and this is all part of the Kasha. That if it was emes, then what the husband says, then we kill your wife. So maybe here when you lied, it's a chom de kavera, that's why you have to pay 100, not because of Lashon Hara. So the answer is, Amar Rav and Noah, Amar the Pasuk says, ki hoitzi shemra. The Pasuk says, the reason why you have to pay 100 shkolim is because you're mighty shemra. Al shemra shoitzi. The reason why you have to pay this money is because you're mighty shemra. You said Lashon Hara about your wife. Maybe Christ would be a lot of chatoyim. And it wasn't like
The barrel wasn't overflowing. Hashem didn't get that angry. So this was the last thing that made Hashem get so angry. And maybe it wasn't this alone, was everything all put together. And Hashem doesn't give you punishment until like it overflows. Like with one aver, Hashem waits, maybe you do tshuva. When you have a whole bunch of them, then he pays you back. The apostle says in Eov, the mal is a sveiku yetzulei. When it's filled up in Hashem, it bothers Hashem. So maybe he wrote about a miraglim, that was only to mark the last chet they did. Maybe the, a lot of other chets also. Shlokesh says no. On the court, the Postik says, the Nasu Oisi Zeh es Apamin. Means, Al Zeh Nechtem Gzadin. On this one alone was the Gzadin. What was this one alone? Rashi says, Al Zeh Nechtem V'laz Mishum Tziruf Achim. Not because of anything else. It's because this alone was the Gzadin. Tanya Omri Ablozer Bar Partia. Boy, you way, come and see. Tama God of Kresh Lashon Hora. How bad it is, the Aveir of Lashon Hora. Minon, how do we know it from? Mimiraglim, from the Miraglim. Oma ha moitzi shem aleitz revonim. All they did is they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem made a gzadin, they can't go to Eretz Yisrael for 40 years. And they all died on the Midbar. Es kach ha moitzi shem achadeir. If somebody speaks bad about his chaver, his friend, Alachat Kam Vakam, how worse it is. Alachat Kam Vakam. The Moses says, no, my, what's the raya? Do it maybe Mishun Dwe Mechanina. Maybe here the Miraglim was worse. To a little bit bar popo. The Yom Rabbi Chanina bar popo. Dover Godel did the Miraglin list to show. The Miraglin spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't only against Eretz Yisrael, but he spoke bad about Hashem also. They said their terrible thing at this time. They said, the Pasuk says, Ki chozda kumi menu. That them, the in Eretz Yisrael, the land, the nations, they are stronger than us. So, Tiklu ki chozda kumi menu. Don't say mi menu from us. Elo mi meni means like from a Kodesh Baruch himself to the Yochob. Is that the Miraglim was saying Hashem is not strong enough to fight the nations there. Bala Bayis and Yochalei Tzir came with Mishom. Hashem won't be able to fight to take them out. So now it's like a little kaifu in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe it's not just Tam Lashon Hara, but they said against Hashem. That's why it's such a chomdik aver of the Miraglim. Maybe just Lashon Hara upon a person that's a bed. And the Rabbi like this, Omar Rab or Omar Shlokesh, Omar Kodavotik says, Vayamusu HaNoshim Moitzir Dibas Oretz. It says that the Miraglim were killed. Why? Because the Moitzeh spoke out Lashon Hara. Mashma Diva Ra means Al Diva Soret Shoytziyo. The reason why the Miraglim were killed was because of the Lashon Hara they spoke about Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, there's a little bit of a Kal V'Chomer. The Magid only spoke about Diva Soret, what she says, Soitchi Koma. They spoke about the land of Eretz Yisrael, for how long they were killed. So why didn't he speak about Yichaber, Alachat Kal V'Chomer? Tan Yomer of Yuda, Esa Nisyonos Nisara Vesen LaKodesh Baruch Hu. 10 times the Klai Yisrael complained, like try to test the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnayim Bayom, twice by the Yam, Shnayim Bamayim, Musun Sid had no water to drink, Shnayim Bamon, Hashem gave the Mon, Shnayim Bishlov, he gave the bird's teat, Achas Beg, one by the Chetrego, Viachas Bamid Vaporin. Now, Shnayim Bayom, they're going out to the Yamsuf, Achas Birudu, when they went down to the Yamsuf, the Yachas Pali when they were coming up. The Yerida, when they went down to the Yamsuf, the Pasuk says, Hamidli and Kronda Mitzrayim. The Christ was complaining to Hashem, they got afraid when they saw the Mitzrayim coming running after them. And the Yam on the other side started to complain back to Hashem. Like, what did they take us out for? Wasn't there enough cemeteries in Eretz Yisrael in mid-Mitzrayim? So they didn't complain against Hashem. Now the Aliyah, after they went through the Yamsuf, where do we see they complained also? Kedrafuna, the Yom Rafuna, Yisrael Shabbos Sador, the Yisrael at that time, even though they went through the Yamsif, Mekatni Yamun Hayy, they didn't believe that much in Hashem. They were missing a little bit of their Muna. Kedrabba Bamori, the Yom Rabba Bamori, Midich, there was the Pasuk say, Vayim Ra Yamsif, that they complained that they rebelled against me, but Yamsif, Vayim Ra Yam, means the Yamsif Yashim, Leman Shemoi, means Malamit Shor Yisrael Mamrim B'Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was complaining at that time. For Yoyim, Klai Yisrael was saying that Kishem Shonu Ola Mitzad Zed, just like we went up on this side of the Yamsuf, Kach Mitzriyim Ola Mitzad Acher, the Mitzriyim must went up on the other side. And they were still afraid, maybe they'll come and kill him yet. So Amri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, Vesah Shiyam, Hashem said to the Sar, the head of the Yam, Politei Samli Yaboshah, spit up the Mitzriyim to the Yaboshah, that Kriyasol should see clearly I killed them all. So Amal Afonim Bershom, the Yam didn't want to do this, sent back to Hashem. Klum Yeshevish and Esna Rabbi Matan of Akhazim Nekle Menu. Does any time a master give a present to his Eved and then take it back, like you gave us the Mitzrayim, so the Yam didn't want to give it up, the Yam wanted to keep them. Rashi says in Kersant, Matan of Rashi says, Panos Lodogim, like the fish have what eat now, the fish gave up the Mitzrayim. So the Yam didn't want to give back the Mitzrayim. So Amalai, so Hashem said that Hashem said to the Yam, Ani Noisin Lecho Echad Amachta Shabim. I'll give you 1.5 amount of people later on back into the Yam. And Rashi says it means to the Paralok Siv, Sheish Mes Rechav, the Paralok Siv, 600 Rechav. Or the Sisroi, that later happened, Teshimeth, he had 900. That's 1.5 times the amount that Hashem then gave back to the Yam. Is Amalai one of the Benish Melam? Klum Yeshevich or Teveyas Rabbi? Listen, we can't ask for it though, like maybe you won't give it to us. A slave can't ask his master for it. As long as Hashem said right away, Nachal Kishon Yorev. Hashem said clearly what's going to be the Nachal Kishon later, that's when Sisra will be swallowed up in Nachal Kishon. So if so, Miyad right away, the Yam listened, and the Poltum the Yabosha. The Yam, the Kriyas Yam Sophia, spit out all the Mitzrayim on the Yabosha. The Chassid, the Potsik says, Vayayas was Mitzrayim, Mesa Svasa Yam. So it was the second time they complained against Hashem by the Yam. Then it says, Shnayim b'mayim, b'mora, one is by mora that had no water to drink or feed him. The mora, the Chassidus says, we avoid him and Rosal, the Yechol Ishtar, and none to drink. Or Chassidus, but you don't know how Moshe, the Chassidus started to complain against Moshe, we have the water. For feed him, the Chassidus also says, the Yachna, for feed him again, they have mayim, none to drink. The Chassidus says, but you know, in Moshe, the Chassidus started to complain against Moshe. It's not 2 times they complained against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnayim b'mon, 2 times they complained by the mon also. They said, because the pasuk is like this.